Now, KRWG News, it's 6:45. This is KC Counts. A new book, McCarthyism versus Clinton Jenks, highlights the life and famous court case of labor leader Clinton Jenks. Anthony Moreno talked with the book's author, former El Paso Mayor Raymond Caballero.
I've always had Clinton Jenks in the back of my mind as a practicing lawyer. It's a very, Jenks was a landmark Supreme Court case. And it's probably the most cited case in federal court in criminal cases. So I always had that in the back of my mind, and finally got to it. Took me a couple of years to research and write it, and enjoyed it a lot. And that's it, you know.
Let's talk a little bit about Jenks. Can you share a little bit about his upbringing?
Sure.
And what really brought him into organizing? In the book, you kind of mentioned parts of his upbringing and childhood, yeah, where he stood up for something and saw injustices and made a difference in some way and spoke out.
Jenks is one of those rare individuals, I've only met a few in my life, who knew from the time they were little kids what they were going to do. He was born and raised in Colorado Springs, born in 1918. And even as a young boy, he was an activist. He was very interested in mines and miners, always trying to defend the downtrodden and the poor. And he got that even before he was a teenager. And he went to the University of Colorado, got a degree there. But what he wanted to do was be with working people. So his interest in miners from early on was perfect. When he became a labor organizer for the Mine, Mill, and Smelter Workers Union, just after the war, he was a highly decorated navigator in the Pacific Theater during World War II, and flew on B-24s. And so after the war, he got into union work. And that's what brought him to New Mexico in 1947.
So in 47, when he came to New Mexico, what was really on his mind being here? And how did he really fit in with moving to New Mexico? Can you kind of share,
yes,
where he moved to?
It was a job that he was in Denver at the time, working for a smelter in Denver, and got to be a shop steward. And he was there not long at all when they saw it. He was pretty sharp, big believer in the union movement. And they offered him a job as an organizer in Grant County, the Silver City area. And that's where he went. He got there around Easter time of 1947, which coincided with the beginning of what we know as the Red Scare that later on became the McCarthy era, an oppressive era, the longest era of repression that we had. It was the second Red Scare of the 20th century.
What was the Red Scare like here in New Mexico, though, especially in Grant County?
Well, of course, they were chasing anyone who had, first of all, let me just say, because a lot of people think it was not legal, it was absolutely legal to be a member of the Communist Party. The Communist Party was legal. They were used to run folks for the presidency. And so what happened was they used to ask people if they were members of the Communist Party. And there were some post-war loyalty oaths and so forth. So the environment after the war, and then with the entrance of the Cold War, anyone who was slightly associated with the Soviets and communists were seen as being pro-Soviet, so they became highly controversial. So if you had joined, say, the Communist Party in the 30s, went to a few meetings and quit and never went back to it, they would be asking you in the 40s if you were ever a member. If you said you were a member, you'd likely lose your job. If you said you lied and said you never were a member, then you would be prosecuted. So there was a no-win proposition.
With that in place to where you had to answer if you were a communist or not, it had to be a really powerful culture of fear going on, yeah, in our country.
Here's what would happen. Just suppose that, you know, a member of the audience, say, supposing you had joined legally during the Depression, the Communist Party, all right, and then left it, and you went about your business. You would be maybe hauled before a congressional committee, let's say, and They would ask you, are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? Well, let's suppose that you said, well, I have nothing to hide. Yeah, I was a member of the Communist Party. This is what would happen. Then they would ask you, when you went to those meetings, who was there? And of course, you went to those meetings with family members or friends, and you would have to reveal their names, which might cause to ruin, they would lose jobs, their careers would be ruined. And so you didn't want to hurt anyone else. So rather than say that, you know, answer the question, you might take the fifth. You wouldn't have to answer, even though you had done nothing wrong. And then they would call you a Fifth Amendment communist. In other words, there was no option that was a good option that allowed you to say, yes, I was a member, so what?
That was author Raymond Caballero talking with Anthony Moreno.